Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, bodybuilding figure bikini fans, Mike Newman here, just giving you guys a little preview as to what's going to take place at the biggest show of the year, the IMBA PNBA Natural Olympia. It's set to take place at the Rio in Las Vegas the weekend of November 9th through the 12th. It's the 20th year that the Natural Olympia has taken place, so even if you're not going to be competing at the show this year, it's a show that you should put on your radar to attend. It's just something you just don't want to miss. Went up to $100,000 in cash and prizes. There's a Harley Davidson at stake, and some of the best competitors, not only in the nation, but in the whole entire world, are going to be there. I mean, usually there's like a team of 70 Australians that fly in just to compete in the Natural Olympia between all the amateurs and pros together. Plus, there's competitors from Greece, Italy, Spain, all over the place just to compete for the Natural. So if you're willing to fly 17 hours to compete in a bodybuilding show, you know the promoters are doing something right. There's something special about a show. I mean, hell, it's hard enough to get competitors to drive across state lines to compete in a show. So if promoters can get competitors to fly hours and hours and hours from other countries just to compete in this show, that means there's a lot at stake. The prestige of being a Natural Olympia champion, the chance to compete in international competition against people from other countries, and then the prize money and all that goes along with it. It's a whole weekend. It's a fun-filled weekend. You got the mixer on Thursday night. Then you got the competition itself Friday and Saturday. Then you got the brunch on Sunday, Hall of Fame Awards. So it's an action-packed weekend, November 9th through 12th. And you can get all the information you want on naturalbodybuilding.com. So I'll talk to you more about prizes and prize money and all that good stuff as well. I just wanted to give you guys a few names to look out for. I'm going to keep this show to about a half an hour for now. Notice I said this was part one. I'm not going to go into great depth and detail with the competitors and all that. I'll give my predictions in part two. How about that? I'll give a little bit of an insight tonight, but I want to give you some competitors to be on the lookout for. And in part two, I will give you more predictions and other competitors to be on the lookout for as well as more competitors start coming in. But for now, you know, you've got pro figure. Of course, you got Veronica Malloy. She seems to me to be like the face of pro figure when it comes to IMBA, PNBA. Natural Olympia, always got a smile on her face, and she's got that look that belongs in the cover of a magazine. I think she's two-time Natural O champion, plus she's a world champion, too. So Veronica Malloy, on paper at least, would be the favorite going in to the Natural Olympia this year. So look for her to repeat that title again this year. But standing in her way is Tenika Hindman. Tenika, like a behind Hindman is how you say that. She's coming in from Australia. I haven't seen her in at least a year, maybe a couple of years, but she's going to come make her stake at the pro figure title as well, and I believe she's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, Tenika Hindman is. So that just goes to show what a force has been in recent years, and Tenika has a Natural Olympia title on her belt too, so she can come back and repeat again, I believe, this year. I think she's competing, so look for that to take place. Pro Classic Physique, you got Peter Hartwig. I mean, I'm assuming he's competing. I don't have the official list yet. These are just names that I think you might be on the lookout for. You might see them. I'm not positive Peter Hartwig is competing, but if he is, to me, he resembles what Classic Physique is supposed to look like. Not only does he have the physique, but he also knows how to show it off on stage. He knows how to hide his flaws. He knows how to show his strengths. He knows how to hit the poses, and he's probably the best poser in the game. So you could take a lesson on posing routines from Peter Hartwig. But staying in his way to give him some competition is Brandon Lirio. I don't know how many pro cards Brandon Lirio has or how many divisions he's a pro in, but I believe he's competing in Pro Classic Physique the weekend of November 9th through 12th. That's the Natural Olympia, and Brandon Lirio is one of the ultimate competitors. I mean, every time I see Brandon compete, he keeps getting better and better. His conditioning keeps getting better. It's like the more often he competes, or the more he competes, every show that he competes in, he keeps getting better every single show. I haven't seen him get worse yet. Every time I've seen him on stage, which has been a good handful of times, he's getting better every time. So look for him to give Peter Hartwig or whoever is in the Pro Physique class some serious competition. But Lirio is going to be a force, and he's always a name to reckon with in any show he enters. You got Pro Bikini, Nicole Castiglione. I think she's won the Natural O a couple of times, so I don't have all the stats in front of me. I'll have more stats for you guys in part two. I just wanted to throw some names out there. I believe from the homework I've done that Nicole Castiglione is going to be competing in this show. I think she placed behind Virginia Toth last year. Virginia Toth was last year's winner. And Nicole, I think, took a close second place to her. So look for that rematch to take place again this year. Nicole Castiglione versus Virginia Toth on the same stage. And you're going to have other competitors, too, like Agnes Cole, I hear, is coming out through this show. She's always going to be one that can make for a better competition. And Chrissy Drove, I think she's got a win under her belt as well. But anytime Chrissy's competing, you know she's going to be somewhere at the top. So it's going to be a competitive class here in this year's pro bikini class at the IMBA, PNBA, Natural Olympia. But look for the top two spots, Virginia Toth and Nicole Castiglione, battling it out. And, you know, I think the favorite will be Virginia Toth, but Nicole's going to have work cut out for her, and she's going to bring a good package to this year's stage. I would usually save the pro men for last, but I'm not going to save them for last this time around. I'm going to put them right now. Okay. The names that stand out when it comes to pro men, they're right out of the gate. I mean, you know, Philip Ricardo Jr. is not competing in this show, unless it was a major surprise, but he's not going to. You're not going to see a Kyosha this year. You got Michael Waddington that competed last year, won it last year, and it was pretty close. You know, I was a judge on that panel last year. Michael Waddington walked away with the win, but I didn't have him winning, and Philip Ricardo Jr. was also a judge last year, and Ricardo Jr. didn't have him winning either. We both had Justin Figueroa win in the natural last year, but the other judges disagreed with us, and they put Michael Waddington in first place. Either way, it was really close. I mean, we in the PNBA, we like our mass breaks. We like the mass. The conditioning has to be there, yes, but you can't have conditioning alone. We usually give the mass freaks the edge, and I think that's one of the reasons why Michael Waddington walked away with the win last year. I thought Justin Figueroa was a little bit better conditioned than Waddington, but Waddington, of course, had more mass and had the size, and he had just enough condition to overcome that of Justin Figueroa, and that's why Michael Waddington got the win last year. I'm not sure if Peter Hartwig is going to come out this year and have what it takes to beat either one of Michael Waddington or Justin Figueroa, so if Peter Hartwig is in the pro men category, I don't think he's going to have what it takes to beat out Michael and Justin, but Peter definitely has what it takes to do the classic pro physique division. I think that's actually his division to own, but this one belongs to Michael or Justin. However, okay, there's a lion. There's a lion that's coming off a big win at Team USA, and I think he just it was like a clean sweep all the way across the board. Every single class he entered, he won. He calls himself the Welsh Warrior, and his name is Rob Terry. If that sounds familiar to you, he is a notable wrestler in the professional wrestling world. He has been in the WWE. He has been a TNA superstar. You've seen him on TV before. Looks like he lives the fitness lifestyle with a little bit of pro wrestling on the side. But this guy was a Team USA winner, and he was at his biggest and his leanest of all time. He's going to be taking that physique to the 20th anniversary Natural Olympia the weekend of November 9th through the 12th. So you got to check this guy out. So if anybody has what it takes to beat Michael Waddington and Justin Figueroa, it's this guy, Rob Terry, if he just brings the conditioning. You know he's going to bring the size. I mean, Rob Terry, at the Team USA, he was dwarfing people on stage. I mean, he just stands out because he's so tall and he's so massive all over the place from top to bottom, front to back. And he's definitely going to give guys like Michael Waddington a run for their money when it comes to that pro title. But look for Rob Terry to be a guy that has the potential to upset Michael Waddington and dethrone him off the King's throne at the Natural. But then you got Justin Figueroa too. I mean, Justin could also make his stake for the Natural Low title as well. He's got what it takes to beat out Michael Waddington. He's placed ahead of him before. So that's going to be a battle. It's going to be a three-way battle right there. Plus, there's also other guys. I'll get more names for you in part two as to who's going to be in this show. But those are the three names that stand out to me so far with the homework that I've done as to who's actually going to be in this show. So interesting and exciting pro men category taking place this year at the Natural Olympia. And it's only fitting that for the 20th anniversary of the Natural Olympia that we're going to have such a battle like that going on. So check it out. It is going to be live streamed somehow, some way. At the very least, we'll have like a Facebook Live. I'll be right at the judges' table, I think. So if that's the case, I'll put my little camera up there and I'll put it on Facebook Live. So if you're not going to be at the show, it's just going to be a show you're not going to win it. I'm not going to Facebook Live the whole thing, but I'll Facebook Live little bits and pieces so you guys can see my view and what I'm looking at. One of the fastest growing divisions in the whole entire sport all around the board is pro men's physique. And we got some of the best pro men's physique competitors in the whole industry right here in the IMBA, PNBA, starting off with last year's winner, Dan Ziegler. He had a couple of guys that came pretty close to him, but Dan was the fan favorite last year. All the girls liked his beard. So if he brings that beard back this year, he might even have a better chance at winning. But standing in his way is going to be William Long, William Ong's got a national belt title under his belt as well. He took second place to Dan Ziggler last year. So look for that rematch to take place between Dan and William Long. I think they're both pretty close. I mean, as far as muscle size goes and the conditioning, and I mean, those two guys were really close and hard to judge. Last year, Dan came on top, but William's going to bring it this year, and he's hungry. I know he's been focused all year long on this this weekend, so look for William to give Dan a run for his money once they're both on stage. But a couple of guys to look for that could disappoint them both is John Tsui. I mean, John Tsui, he's one of my favorites. He's got that look. He's got that confidence on stage. He's got that swagger about him when he's on stage. He just has good stage presence. He looks confident. He looks comfortable every time he's on stage. And John Tsui is his best conditioned of his whole entire career this year. So look for him to be the best John Tsui you guys have ever seen. And if you're going to bring the best John Tsui ever to this year's stage, then Dan and William might have their work cut out for them. And you could see John Tsui upsetting a couple of guys when the time comes, when the final placings are taking place. Also, Josh Sinclair, I think, is making a comeback as well. And Josh actually placed ahead of John Tsui. I think Josh finished right outside of the top five somewhere, probably like sixth place. And John finished, I thought John finished a little low last year. I don't know how he finished towards the bottom of the top 10, but I don't think John's going to get overlooked this year. So look for that's my prediction here on out. Look for John Tsui to get himself at least a top five finish. But we'll see what kind of physiques they bring to the stage. But look for Dan, William, John Tsui, and possibly Josh Sinclair all to be around the top five in pro men's physique. I'll save this one for last. I got a little story about the bodybuilding masters. But then you got women's bodybuilding. I haven't really gotten any names as to who is doing women's bodybuilding yet. I know women's bodybuilding is having a pretty good year. All the natural shows I'm going to, women's bodybuilding numbers are up this year. So good job to all you female bodybuilders out there that are helping bring women's bodybuilding back. It was on a downward spiral there for a little bit, and we weren't getting many competitors because a lot of would-be or should-be women's bodybuilders kept crossing over into figure. But now the women's bodybuilding numbers are actually stepping up. Heather Formanchella is a name that stands out that you might want to be on the lookout for. All I know is there's no Christina Comparato this year, I don't think, at the natural low, unless it's a surprise to me. But from the research I've done and the homework I've done, no Christina Comparato this year. So that's going to make for a happy few women because now they're going to all move up a placing since Christina's going to not be there. But Heather Formanchella would be one of the names to be on the lookout for. Bodybuilding Masters, you got Bryce McCleary coming out. He would be the favorite, and I would think he's unbeatable in the Bodybuilding Masters class. I'm not sure who's out. There's a couple of good names, like Royce Critchfield and Pekka Benefield, but I just don't think Bryce is going to get beat in the Bodybuilding Masters class. He's just too good, and I don't think anybody's really that close to him. I know some of you guys might say something like, well, Tim Martin would be good to compete against Bryce McCleary in the Masters class. Well, some of you guys might have heard Tim Martin is actually suspended from the PNBA, INBA, and some people agree with it, some people don't agree with it, but I'm going to, I got a little bit of insight I can give you. There was an email that was released back in January to all the PNBA Australian athletes, and they were all tagged in the notification. They were all notified, and it was all out there too, and they all know it. They all know it, and it went a little something like this. It says the PNBA elite accepts pro athletes from all federations and organizations, with the exception of iCompete, as long as they are in good standing and purchase a PNBA Elite membership. Okay, so all pros outside of the PNBA Elite are eligible to compete in all PNBA Pro shows except for the Natural Olympia, which requires the outside pro athlete to compete in one PNBA Pro show prior to qualify for the Natural Olympia. And then there's a special note, any existing PNBA Pro that competes with iCompete will be Tim Martin competed with iCompete, apparently, and that's why he's suspended. So whether you agree with it or not, he was notified, he knew what he was doing, he did it anyway, and that's why he got suspended. So there is the note on why you might not see Tim Martin at this year's Natural Olympia. So be sure to go to naturalolympia.com for some information. I'm going to give you guys some the prizes and because they're not skimping on the prize money this year at the Natural Olympia. In fact, I'm pretty sure that when it comes to prize money handed out, it's not going to get much better than the Natural O. I think there's like a $10,000 prize to the biggest prize money. I mean, as far as prize money goes, let's see. Let me figure. I'm looking. I'm getting on here right now. Okay, so the Nationals will be the largest class in the PNBA category, in the PNBA Pro category, $10,000 to first place, which is huge. So that largest class, it can be men's bodybuilding, but it might be bikini. It could be figure. So if you're in this show and you want a chance to win that $10,000, then you better call your friends. You better call your competitors who you know might be in shape. You need to pack the house. You need to, if you're already in shape, if they've done a show recently and if they're qualified for the Olympia and you want the biggest class out there, you better have them compete in the Olympia, because if you're part of the largest open PNBA pro category, first place is $10,000. Okay, then you got $1,000 in second place, $700 in third place. So it kind of dwindles off at third place, but that's after getting $10,000 out to a first place winner. So the PNBA categories with 10 or more competitors in it. Okay, that's $1,000 first place, $500 second place, $250 for third place. And even if you got a minimum, even if you got a short class and not many people show up, and you have like, you know, five competitors in your class, even if you only have five competitors in your class, you're still going to walk away with some money. You're going to walk away with the prestige of the title, and you're also going to get $500. And that's if you only have five people in your class, five to nine people. $300 for second place, $200 for third place. And then the remaining largest top three open PNBA categories is going to be $3,000 for first place, $1,000 for second place, and then $700 for third place. So if you win your class, walk away with a little something-something, and plus you'll have the prestige of being the champ and everything that goes along with it. Then you can come back and you can defend your title next year. But this Natural Olympia has been taking place since 1988. So 20 years in a row, world president and founder Denny Keiko is putting this on. And it's not just a bodybuilding show. This is a spectacle. This is an event. All the who's who are going to be there. It's just a show that you're not going to want to miss at the Rio. Yeah, the expo that takes place last year. I'm not sure what they're going to have this year, but I don't want to say it before I know, but AAU usually has a big weightlifting competition there and all the vendors that are there. There's so much electricity in the air at the Natural Olympia. This show and the Minnesota Mayhem are the two greatest shows that I go to all year round. So those are two shows that I always put on my top of the radar, but it's never, it doesn't get any better than ending my year off at the INBA, PNBA, Natural Olympia. So that's all I got for now. I'm going to put together another podcast for you guys. This is only the first. I'll probably do a few of these. And in my next podcast, I'll have some more competitors be on the lookout for. I'll have some bold predictions. I'm going to see how deep each lineup goes. I give you guys a few names in each category, but those are all the top names. I want to give you guys some hungry lions, some people who could possibly dethrone last year's champion, some people that maybe you've never heard of before, but you are going to hear about them after this coming Natural Olympia is said and done. I want to give you those kinds of names, the kinds of names who you don't even know yet. That's what I'm going to have for you next. So be on the lookout for this show. Stay tuned to this page. Stay tuned to my Facebook page. Just look up my last name, N-E-U-M-A-N-N, Mike Newman, and make sure you stay tuned with what I got coming up. And I got some good stuff coming your way. So be on the lookout. And I'll give you a preview and a review. So once the show is done, I'll have all the final placings. And I'm going to let you guys know exactly why everybody placed where they placed. I'll give you some insight as to who could have possibly done better had they posed better and all that good stuff too. So just keep in mind, if you guys are in this show, make sure you don't lose this show because of your posing. If you're going to spend 20 weeks or 24 weeks or however many weeks it is prepping for a show, don't lose a show just because of your posing. In fact, there's a guy I seen with Minnesota Mayhem. He qualified for the Natural Olympia. I think he's going to be in Pro Classic Physique. David Beal is his name. Great physique, great body, and he got by at Minnesota Mayhem. That's great, but at a show like the Natural Olympia, he's going to have to bring some better color. He was a little bit white at the Minnesota Mayhem, so that comes to mind. If you're going to lose a show, don't lose it because of your color. Don't lose it because of your posing. It's already hard enough to bring a physique. You know, if you got the physique, you might as well learn how to pose it. Okay, so hire yourself a posing coach if you have to. Make sure you get the right color on there, and make sure you're just ready from all directions. So, hey, that's all I got for you guys tonight. I think I'm going to wrap it up. It's only about 20 minutes, but hey, you guys didn't even expect this show. I got a caller. Let me see who's calling me up here real quick. Inside Natural Bodybuilding, what's your name? What's your question?
My name is Denise Kakos, and I'm calling in to say hi.
Hey, Denise. Hey, good surprise. Yeah, I just kind of threw this together last minute because it's getting kind of close, and I didn't want to kind of have a few
I wanted to have a few previews for the fans and the competitors as to what they can expect, and you're the perfect person. And we actually got 10 minutes left, so why don't you tell us about the Natural Olympia and who else we can be on the lookout for and what other information you would like to get out there.
All righty. So this is going to be a great year. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. Like you mentioned, Gains in Bulk is giving away the Harley-Davidson to one of the pro winners out of the pro division categories. Also, like you mentioned, we're giving away the $10,000 grand prize to the largest PNBA division. And from second place to fifth, we will be awarding cash as well for the top four categories. Also, who to expect? Well, you got Daniel Ziegler, like you mentioned, for men's physique, Jonathan Suey, you have William Long. Might see Mr. Brandon Stewart come back out of retirement.
Uh-oh.
And compete in men's physique masters. Yep. You
okay.
Also might have a new bikini person coming up into the ranks for pro bikini. Her name is Jenny Stark. And we won't probably see Virginia. Doesn't seem like she's competing this year. So we'll have a new bikini diva champion. Let's go back to men's bodybuilding, pro men's bodybuilding. We have Michael Waddington, Joel Ramentez, Justin Figuera. We have the gentleman, I forget his name, who won in the universe in Auckland, New Zealand. That's coming as, over as well. Figure pro, we have Veronica coming back to defend her title. We have Shirley, not sure of her first name. She's going to be coming back as well. And Tenica. Tenica is going to be back at the Natural Olympia.
Yeah, and didn't Tenica have a baby last year?
Yeah, she's actually 2 years ago. I believe her baby's
so 2 years old.
Okay, yeah.
So she had a baby. She's been busy since she's been off, but now she's coming back to competition. Her competition stage, so she's making a comeback now, and she's been a titleist in the past as well, so look for her and Veronica to
have a
little battle up at the top. And
there's
Joel Ramentez. I just seen a picture of him on Instagram floating around. Joel's looking his best in recent years, so he's somebody that could be a threat to the Natural World title, and he could, you know,
most definitely.
He'll wreck some havoc in the top five anyway. What about this Rob Carey guy? What do you know about him?
Yeah, you mentioned Rob. Rob brought a full package to Team USA. It was really exciting. He competed in both men's bodybuilding as well as classic physique. So when my dad gets excited when he sees everyone on stage, so he's always willing to add some extra money in there to the pros. So everyone needs to keep that in mind.
Yeah, because I've only seen a few pictures of this Rob Carey, and I've seen him. He looked like he dwarfed everybody in his class in Team USA. He looks like he's got enough mass to hang with guys like Michael Waddington for sure. Do you think he has the conditioning to hang with Michael Waddington?
You know what? We're going to have to see if he brings the conditioning. I know he's working real hard from what you can tell on his posts on social media. He is huge. When you meet him in person, he is just ginormous. I mean, he was able to compete against Truman Ward in classic physique. And, you know, everyone thinks Truman's huge, which he is. But when Rob Terry stands next to him, it's kind of crazy how much bigger he is. So he's definitely got the size. Let's just hope he brings the conditioning.
Yeah, that's what caught my attention. I seen he got the win over Truman Ward. And Truman Ward is a genetic freak, too. And, you know, he's not just great at what he does. He's also got the genetics. He belongs on stage. He belongs in classic physique. So for Rob Terry to get one over Truman Ward, that says a little something. So Rob Terry is certainly going to make a name for himself. He already has made a name for himself, but he's going to be one to look out for at the Natural O. And I think he's going to have a good battle with Michael Waddington. So Michael Waddington's not just going to be walking away with this. You know, because if you look at the paper, and on paper, it was, okay, Michael Waddington and Justin Figuera, it's one of those two. Well, not necessarily one of those two, because now you got this Rob Carey throwing a wrench in the fire. And plus, there's always somebody that you don't know is going to look good. There's always somebody on the radar that maybe you didn't expect to be at the top that kind of surprises everybody. So it's only fitting that the 20th anniversary Natural O is ending up like this. And pro men's
every
physique,
class
how is
going to be competitive. Every class is going to be competitive. The pro men's physique, you have Daniel Ziegler, like you mentioned, William Long, Jonathan Suey. There's a couple other people coming up in the ranks, so it's going to be quite the spectacle and quite the battle for everybody competing pro, especially in your pro men's masters. I believe Bryce Cleary is going to be stepping up on stage, which also reminds me, we have the Natural Bodybuilding Hall of Fame on Sunday, which you are one of the inductees.
Yes, I'm excited about that. I can't wait.
Mention that. Super, super excited for you.
Yeah, I don't like talking about myself too much. But
that's all right. I'll talk about it for you.
Good stuff. What would you say is the fastest growing? Yeah, we got me, Tenica, Bryce, and let's see. Then we got Mr. Peak.
Yep.
Isn't he in there?
I think that's it. Four of you guys.
Okay. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left. Well, I got you, because I know you go to your fair share of shows, too, so you've seen a lot. What do you think? I mean, is women's bodybuilding making a comeback this year? What do you think about women's bodybuilding this year?
You know what? I think it's slowly making a comeback.
Slowly. Oh, I know it's slow.
Who are we going to have? I know Sarah's coming back. I think we have Deidre Paganelli, who has competed before a while ago. Now she's back. She's going to be representing. We have representation from Switzerland. So there's going to be a lot of great competition for women's bodybuilding at the Natural Olympia.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, since I got you on the phone, because, I mean, you attend so many shows, I'm sure. Back in the day, we just had bodybuilding, men's bodybuilding, women's bodybuilding, and that was pretty much it. Well, now it seems like pro bikini and, well, just bikini in general, in the amateur division even, and men's physique are taking over the whole entire sport. So what's your take on the growth of men's physique and bikini, and what direction do you think the sport is taking with those two divisions?
You know, I think those two divisions are great. They are growing and exploding, I guess you would say. But what's also up and coming and what I've seen a lot of people doing lately is jumping into classic physique for men from men's physique. So the guys that have the legs, the guys that still want to show a little bit more, they're kind of jumping ship into classic physique. So I know that that's becoming really popular at a lot of the shows. And then with the bikini, you know what, sports model is getting a lot popular as well. Sports model.
Well, that's what I like about PNBA, because they got a division for everybody. There's a class for everybody, no matter what kind of look you're bringing, no matter what kind of genetics you have, no matter what level of fitness you're at, there's a class for everybody. And the INBA, PNBA is just doing a good job of bringing more competitors to the scene who otherwise would not have come, because there's a class for everybody. So there's so much out there.
We appreciate that, Mike, because, you know, we just appreciate health and fitness and doing it the natural way. And like you said, there's a place for everybody. You know, not everybody can be a top bodybuilder, professional, you know, men's physique. So that's why we also have the Body Quest, because we all know it's not easy to jump up on stage. But if you have that mindset to, you know, transform and get yourself where you're comfortable, we definitely want to be able to showcase that as well.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Body Quest is not necessarily for somebody that's been a competitive bodybuilder for years. It's somebody who's made a major transformation over the years, right? Who's maybe they still have a road to go down, but they've made a transformation and have come a far way. Even though they might have a little bit of ways to go, they've come a far way, and that's what Body Quest is all about. Isn't that about right? Sums it up?
Yep, most definitely. That's correct.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to, we got about a minute left, so I'll have to cut you off now because we're limited to 30 minutes today. But I'm going to have a couple more of these shows before I run into the Natural Olympia. And we'll be on the talk as to who we can highlight at the next show. But thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
But, thanks for calling in. Thanks for thinking of me. And I will be on the lookout, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay?
Awesome. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, bodybuilding fans. We are out of here. We're out of here.